The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. By the way, we're intentionally starting the 5 o'clock hour now at like 5:07, 5:08. The Solana, he cleared my mind up on stuff. You know, I'm so worried about running late to start an hour, but he's right. That work whistle, you know, you get off at the plant, probably work at the Schatz Brewery. As of course from Laverne and Shirley. The whistle blows at 5 o'clock. I mean, you got to have at least 7-8 minutes to get out to your car. So why would we start the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour right at 5 o'clock? You're going to miss the best part of the show.
I like the concept.
Yeah, I think Solana.
I like the concept.
Yeah. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Funky Buddha Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival is coming up next month. We'll keep you aware and abreast of that. There is an official Florida Panthers watch party at Funky Buddha Tuesday night. You want to watch the Panthers game Tuesday night with a whole bunch of Panthers fans and enjoy some Funky Buddha. They have great food, great drinks. Tuesday night, be at the Tap Room in Oakland Park. And if you're lucky enough to go to the Panthers game tomorrow, they got a 1 o'clock game against the Bruins. You can stop by the Funky Buddha Tap Room right there across from Pantherland while you're at the game. Let's get headlines to start out the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. By the way, Solana has posted on Instagram video our friends at Evening's Delight, who bring us the Gino Toretta show every week. They were kind enough to deliver a new grill to Solana's new house. Remember when Hamp came on and talked about it and gave Solana the new grill? They delivered it today, and Solana put some video on Instagram. And so if you don't follow Solana on Instagram, you can see him getting ready to grill and make what were some of the meats you were talking about, Solana, on the video?
You know, just the usual stuff. A little morcilla, a little picanha, a little mojeja. Little vacío, entraña. Just the typical stuff. Same stuff you throw on the grill, Crowder. Man,
Solana, whatever you put, morcinca, la cinca, porcaña, marinate it and put some seasoning on it, please.
Never. Absolutely.
A little Crowder
never.
Powder.
No.
A little Crowder powder.
No. I use Crowder
put some
powder.
Some Crowder powder on that. Let it.
I do. On my bocho.
Let it sit overnight.
When I'm making
pollo and porcina.
Yeah. When I'm making a little pollo, I'll throw Crowder powder right on that thing. But when I'm making meat, I mean, it's already been blessed by just
God.
Well, not what I was going with. But either way, it's already flavorful enough. All you have to do is throw a little salt on it. That's it. A little salt on it. That's it.
Don't stop. It's the dumbest thing in the world. Don't take meat out of plastic and put it on the grill. You need to put some season on it. Let it suck in.
Yeah, salt.
I'm with Solana, though. God created la vaca. Mm-hmm. and he seasoned it the way he saw fit.
Yep.
God didn't season anything. That's why they have seasoning.
Up for debate.
No debate.
See,
I love the Lord.
Part of the show.
I love the Lord. The Lord doesn't season meat. He just makes cows.
What's your Instagram, Solana? Alex M. Solana?
Yeah, Alex M. Solana.
You can check out the video. Thank you, Evening's Delight.
Thank you.
On behalf of Solana and the Solana family. Headlines here with Alejandro Solana, who's getting home quickly tonight to start grilling up the mantequilla.
Flavorless meat.
Not flavorless. Throw a little sal parrillera on there, and bro, that's all you need. That is it.
Esta noche,
you can say all the hard
mantequilla.
Say all the hard A's you want at the end of the word. If you ain't got no seasoning, the meat is not going to be good.
Had a joke.
Sheka, raklaka, sanika.
What was that?
Fromlenga.
We have a busy sports weekend. Not that you would know.
Really do.
Listening to
today
the
is National Oysters Rockefeller Day, by the way.
Oh, I love a good oyster.
I don't know what Oysters Rockefeller is. I mean, I've heard it a million times. But...
cheese, right?
No, that it's the spinach. It's the white with the spinach and the.
That's not what I would get at Drago's, right? The Drago's with the
they're the simple grilled.
Right.
With the garlic butter. Yeah, that's the best.
That's
not
Rockefeller.
It's funny. No, Rockefeller is probably the worst cooked oyster that's created.
Interesting.
Oh, wow.
Spinach and cream cheese? Who wants spinach and cream cheese on an oyster?
Oysters Rockefeller is a dish consisting of oysters on the half shell that have been topped with a rich sauce of butter, parsley, and other green herbs, and breadcrumbs, and then baked or broiled.
Oh. No, Rockefeller got spinach and cream cheese.
Yeah, what you just described there sounds like what I got at Drago's in New Orleans.
No, that's grilled New Orleans.
Well, that's what Oysters Rockefeller is, according to Google. So I don't know what you think it is, but I'll ride with Google. Anyways,
no
big sports weekend.
We got to move on. I can't do this again.
NFL wild card is tomorrow. It begins tomorrow, I should say. I don't know if you guys have thrown your bets in already, if you finalized your bets already, but everything begins mañana at 1 p.m. Here are the lines for you. Houston hosts the Chargers. 4:30 p.m. is when it begins. Houston is +3 at home tomorrow. +3.
All right.
Yeah, spinach.
Baltimore is still a 9.5-point favorite over Pittsburgh tomorrow at 8. Buffalo is a 9-point favorite Sunday at 1. Packers are.
There's always like one crazy man at the bar. But the problem with our show is we're all crazy men at the bar. So I'm yelling out, you know, cucumber pickles, and he's yelling out spinach. And Solana's talking about picadillo. And Jimmy thinks he's I don't know, working on Sedano's show. It's just everyone's the crazy person at the bar.
Heavy cream and spinach.
It's not, though. It doesn't have spinach. Like,
it doesn't matter.
It says it right there. It's spinach. It has green on it. It's spinach on an Oyster Rockefeller.
Okay.
Simple grilled has garlic butter and Parmesan.
Whoa, I'm an oyster. Breaking
I
news.
Love oysters.
Oh.
Got breaking news.
Oh.
Shams bomb. Zion Williamson has been suspended for one game. Violation of team policies.
What?
Too many Uber orders.
Speaking ordered of Uber oysters,
Eats. Ordered Uber
oysters, Eats. Rockefeller, and Dragos.
No Uber Eats after 3 a.m. Yeah.
He was late for Thursday's team flight to Philadelphia, according to the Pelicans, which led them to suspend him for tonight's game against the 76ers, sources said.
Oh, listen, I've waited in that line at Auntie Anne's at the airport, too, and it moves slowly.
He would have been on time if that hot now sign wasn't at Krispy Kreme.
I can't get on the court. It's unbelievable.
Oh, they just came out the grease.
Somebody texts in, I probably missed it, but nothing about the Dolphins firing Crossman and Welker in the headlines. I mean, we've talked about it since like 2:30 or 3 since it happened. Yeah. What more can we say? What? I know Welker. This is the best part of the show, but we just, it's too much.
I mean, we faked the debate about
position coaches.
I mean,
none of us felt good about that. We did it for you, Pastor.
I would have made my daughter lunch. I was like, yeah, I need to clean this off my palate.
January 10th.
I drank some soy sauce.
Grant Dubose and Eric Ezukama were brought up on the show. I mean, what more do you want, man?
If you want me to relitigate the de-Eskridge debate, it's just not happening, sir. I'm sorry.
Hello, the Odyssey app. We gave you all we got.
All right, here's your something that we can't get wrong. Your weekend schedule in South Florida.
All right. Well, you did get this wrong because you actually started by saying the first game is tomorrow at 1, and then you got that wrong. It's 4:30.
That is very true. Yeah.
So we can get the schedule wrong.
I guess we can. Well, don't worry. I'll get to weather. That for sure I'll nail.
All right. Nail it.
Panthers, Bruins, tomorrow, 1 p.m. That game will be on ABC if you want to watch it. It'll be on WQAM if you want to listen to it. Doug Plagans will be on the call. The Miami Heat, tomorrow night, game 4 of their West Coast road trip. They're 2-1 thus far. They got a big win yesterday over the Utah Jazz. They will play tomorrow in Portland at 10 p.m.
All right.
And tonight, Texas plays Ohio State, Cotton Bowl Classic, 7:30 p.m. Winner plays Notre Dame in the College Football Championship.
All right. Marcus Freeman's a looker.
Good looking dude.
Yeah.
Nah.
Wood.
Huh?
Your weather.
Maybe.
What just happened?
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Right now, 70 degrees and dropping in Miami. Tonight, the lows, they will drop below 70 degrees. That is your weather.
All right. Yeah, that's fair. You did nail it. You nailed the weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me rock that donkey, donkey. Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me rock that donkey, donkey. Please, please.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. We talked in the last segment with Bob with Shoes In about the Panthers game tomorrow. Reminder again, if you're going to the Panthers game, you head on over to Funky Buddha right across from Pantherland. Get yourself a delicious drink. Watch some afternoon hockey in the time of your life in Sunrise, Florida. And then Funky Buddha's having an official Panthers watch party Tuesday night. So you can watch the game Tuesday night at the Funky Buddha. Tap Room in Oakland Park. That was the word I was looking for. Tap Room in Oakland Park, Tuesday night, official Panthers watch party. Crowder, how many booms would you give today's show?
I'm not booming nothing.
Five booms, you think?
I don't know what that means.
Five booms, you know, like AJ and Big Justice. How many booms?
I don't want to worry about no Justin and no AJ and none of them.
We had Bob with shoes in. We had John Michaels from Atlanta. We talked about Oysters Rockefeller. We talked about pickles and cucumbers again. Gave away George Lopez tickets. I thought we covered a lot of ground. We debated position coaches. How many booms? We covered Zion Williamson being suspended and how that may have transpired at an airport because the Auntie Anne's line was long. So how many booms would you give today's show?
Stellar show as usual.
So five booms, you think?
I'm not booming nothing. AJ and Fat Justice can, I don't. You always want to get me hot on a Friday.
Well, five booms. Five booms would seem like a fair score for today's show.
Five stars. I'll do a star
five
system.
Booms. Five booms. Rizzler, how about you? Nope, we don't have a connection to Rizzler. Okay. Hard Rock Bet app, that's the place to be for 2025. If you haven't downloaded the Hard Rock Bet app yet, what are you waiting for? College football national championship, like we will know who's playing after tonight's game. You can bet tonight's game, and then we'll know who the college football national championship game will be, and you can bet on the national championship game. Grab a profit boost while you're at it. Hard Rock Bet has all the action for the pro football playoffs as well. There's wild card games tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. You can bet it all on the Hard Rock Bet app. When it's time for the big game, Hard Rock Bet is going all out. They're rolling out over 5.9 million in bonus bets and more. Grab supercharged offers like 59% odds boost, deposit matches, bonus bets the whole week of the big game, and it's going to be here before you know it. So make sure you download the app if you don't have it already. If you're new to sports betting, you want to give it a try, go to the Discover page in the Hard Rock Bet app. That's a great place to start. You can see what other people are betting. You can choose pre-made bets. Lock them in as your own in just a few taps. So try your first bet on any sport, no matter what sport you bet. If your first bet doesn't win, you get up to $100 back to try again. It's up to $100 back as a bonus bet for another shot. So all you have to do to get started, once again, download the Hard Rock Bet app now. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida, must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. That'll do it for tonight's show. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. Go Panthers. Go Heat. Welcome to Miami, Carson Beck. We will speak with you El lunes.
Marinate your damn meat.